Why did someone invent concrete? And why do they put it everywhere? That was Love Come to Life from Big Daddy Weave on Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Story time. Those were the words of my son Corbin this past Sunday. See, after church, Corbin, he's an imaginative guy. He is 13 now, but he likes to go outside and tell himself stories. He's basically concocting epic adventures, and he's walking around as he does it. He is pacing. He's moving. Well, poor guy, he tripped, and he smashed his knee into the concrete, and it ripped his jeans. That was the other thing he said. It's like, why aren't pants tougher? Like, why isn't everything? It was like basically blaming everything but himself. Like, the concrete did it, and my jeans are tore. And he, poor guy, we had to bandage up his hands and his knee. But isn't that kind of like the human condition a little bit? Something goes completely wrong, and we look for somebody to blame. Like, it can't be our fault. There's no way I did this. But I think we need to be a little bit more aware of our own role in the problems that we face, you know, because we're human and we mess up. In fact, there's only one human ever who didn't mess up, and that's Jesus Christ. So, you know what? If you lean into him, if you believe in Jesus, if you make him Lord of your life, doesn't mean everything will go perfectly well, but you know that you've done the best thing, the right thing, and we can just say, hallelujah, because, you know, at some point, the concrete won't hurt us anymore because there will be no more pain. There will be no more crying. There will be no more tears, and it'll all be worth it. Here's Ren Collective, Hallelujah Anyway on Kinship Radio.